I was gonna put some avocado, and I am gonna put some avocado on on some quinoa that I made. And then Belinda called in to tell me, wait a minute, there's another choice. Belinda, I made my quinoa for breakfast. It's all down to the nuts, I think. If you don't like the consistency of the nuts, well, then you gotta move on. What surprised me is like here in my local shop, the Tesco shop, I can't get raw nuts. I get these prepackaged dehydrated versions. And if that's your experience, well, it's going to be different, maybe sludgy. So I never make my nuts according to the instructions. I use vegetable stock instead of using water, boiling water, and I don't go for the full 15 minutes, 13 minutes, and let the nuts absorb. I have to buy the nuts at specialty shops. Marks and Spencer's has it, and then health food stores. I have enough for breakfast and for lunch. I love my queen quinoa.
Bernie, I have to say, I'm actually not a lover of quinoa. I've got some sort of left, sort of sitting lurking in one of my cupboards, and I will use it up. And I can eat it. I mean, if it was sort of part of some kind of, I don't know, dinner party. Do those things actually even happen anymore? But if they did, I could eat quinoa, but I wouldn't be buying it again. I tell you what I do like. What about pearl barley? If you're that type of a guy, pearl barley was quite good. Obviously, rice, obviously. Couscous, yes, can do that. What's some of the other ones? Oh, I can't remember. But yeah, some of the grains that are out there are really good, but I kind of steer clear of quinoa. It's a bit not right about it. Maybe it's the texture. I don't think so. But I'm glad you're enjoying it. I think that an avocado, very healthy.
Hello, Greg. I had to call in about the quinoa. I have a recipe using tricolored quinoa and coconut milk, and I just cook it for 2 hours on 65 degrees in the, while being stirred in the Bellini, which is like a Thermomix. And it is delicious, and you can make it sweeter, or you can have it cold, you can have it warm. It's just awesome. In fact, I think I might have to make some more tomorrow. I usually make a big batch, and then anytime I feel hungry, it's the perfect thing to snack on.
I know Lula called me by my brother from another mother's name up there. My other brother is up there in Red Deer, or Ontario. No, Alberta, Canada, aren't you there, brother? Brother Greg. But anyway, Lulu, here's the deal. I know Belinda's probably listening to this as well. You're right about this. You make a batch, and then you've got your stash for whenever you got the munchies. And we always have extra carrots in this house. We buy too much veg. Well, the veg is dirt cheap. Ireland local produce, dirt cheap. So if I have any kind of a lightweight stir fry going on, we always have a little stir fry every other night, it seems. Hey, this afternoon, I made the kids, they bought their own egg noodles. We had this diced chicken that my wife got reduced price, and they like the crazy noodle chicken mix that I made from it. The secret ingredient, onions mixed with the chicken. They wouldn't eat onions normally. It makes the chicken sweeter, and I threw in some turmeric, cumin, thyme, oregano, salt, no, pepper, and oyster sauce. Anyway, so the thing of it is, I got a stir fry residue in in the skillet. Throw in some carrots because kids won't eat the carrots because they can spot the carrots are orange and red. Oh, orange. So then I have the stir fry residue carrots, and I just throw them into the quinoa I made in the morning. And you're right, it's snackable. Any apples that get close to the mushy date, if I don't put them in the yogurt, I throw them in, I skin them and put them in quinoa. And I'll tell you, it's a snackable dish. Belinda, I know you're listening. Think about this. Oh, one last thing. I buy British quinoa. Sometimes I buy toasted stuff. Sometimes I buy the simple washed British quinoa stuff. It's cost me 40 cents more than it should cost me when I buy it at Marks and Spencer's. So the best, cheapest stuff is either what I bring across the ocean or what I buy from health food stores here in Ireland. Quinoa. I'm going to be injecting black beans into the mix 2 weeks from now. Black beans. I've never had black beans in my quinoa. Are they okay? Are they good? Thanks for calling in, Lulu. Now go off and have some quinoa. And if you see MGon around these parts, point him to this clip. I ought to make a series of quinoa clips and bore the shit out of Colin Flynn. See if he actually can hold true to his statement. I never for a fast forward. Yeah, right. Colin, you're fast forwarding this shit, aren't you? Bye.